Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball four. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Watwood. Averill reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. Hodapp moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Garland now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. Averill scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burnett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr strikes out. There goes Appling. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Averill moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill scores. One out. It's 5-0, Indians. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Garland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burnett strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Reynolds scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Fonseca moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. Fonseca moves to third. Whatwood moves to second. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick is hit by the pitch. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-1, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kirk can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to second. Grant Bowler now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Grant Bowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Norman now playing left field. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Seeds moves to second. It's 11-1, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-1, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to third for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive towards third. Sullivan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Grant Bowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowler is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowler hits a line drive into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Seeds strikes out. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-4 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Reynolds moves to third. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball towards right. Seeds settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Seeds. Reynolds scores. Appling moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 14-2, Indians. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Kerr moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Grant Bowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowler is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowler takes first base on ball 4. Appling scores. Kerr moves to third. Grubb moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 14-3, Indians. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Grubb scores. Bowler moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 14-5, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Burnett moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Farrell scores. Burnett moves to third. It's 15-5, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 15, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-2 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 15, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.